Tonight, in a dramatic turn of events, former Greek minister Brian Echampon has officially thrown his hat into the ring, declaring his candidacy for the new Patriotic Party flag bearership position. Seeking divine guidance, Brian Echampon visited the Presbyterian Church, praying for wisdom and favor as he embarks on his ambitious journey to lead the party in the 2028 election. With his declaration, Brian Echampon sets the stage for a fierce battle for the party's leadership. His campaign promises to be a force to reckon with as he leverages his experience as a former minister and his deep understanding of the party. Well, this move comes barely 24 hours after the former president, Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, rallied over 200 MMDCs in a major push for the same flag bearership slot, setting the stage for a heated contest within the MPP, as other aspirants have also intensified their campaign across the country.
You just held a meeting with the leadership of the Presbyterian Church. Tell us what it was about.
Well, thank you very much. I am a product of the church, a servant of the church. A month ago, I set up an exploratory committee. A week ago, they brought me their report. We've reviewed the report, largely aligns with what I set out to do. There were a few things that I also have to align with the party and then with the aspirations of the country. But that said, the important point is that the conclusion of the report suggested that there was a need to have a different candidate that can galvanize the party, unite the party for victory. There was also a need for that candidate to be able to demonstrate and give a hope to the young people of this country that through their vision, they're able to create jobs for the youth of the country, provide security, and revamp the infrastructure of this country. And so with that said, a decision has been made that I will contest when the party opens nominations. But to do that as a product of the church, it will be a disappointment per my tradition for the moderator of the church or the Presbyterian General Council hears it for the first time on radio. So before a formal announcement is made, I thought it's wise to come and inform the General Council and the moderator of the Presbyterian Church that this is what I have set out to do. And so when they hear the announcement, then that is it. But most importantly, though, to seek the blessing, I want to start with God and then finish with God. The journey, I'm a politician. We know how treacherous the political journey can be. And God is a requirement for a journey like this and a requirement for life. And therefore, I needed to see the church and seek their blessing and prayer and continuous prayer whilst I start and embark on this journey.
Brian Echampon said his exploratory committee, which he set up weeks ago to deliberate on whether or not he should contest for the flag bearership race, has come back with good feedback.
To contest. What they did was make suggestions of what the party was looking for and what Ghanaians are aspiring a leader. And I think I fit the bill. And I also asked them to look at the aspirations of the party and the Ghanaian people. And it's something that I've weighed myself and I feel that I would be able to do. And it is for that reason that I want to step in and contest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let me take you now to Kumasi, where the former education minister, Dr. Yao Osei Edutum, has been meeting with traders in Kumasi as he has also declared his bid for the flag bearership race. Nana Aljima has more in this report.
The declaration by Dr. Yao Osei Edutum has received widespread commendation, with the market women being the latest to solicit support for the lawmaker. At a press conference, the traders gave various reasons for their choice, with the performance as education minister taking center stage.
Obaba deputy education minister ehun ni modern mo an obo nti na hwa na from utieti amfo anom say papa oyee substantive minister nkeye.
We all saw his performance as a deputy education minister. Many clamored for him to be made a minister, and it came through. He placed emphasis on STEM, and his knowledge in education is unparalleled. The delegates shouldn't think of their selfish interests. The country should be put first, and Dr. Edichum is the right person. Nana Akufo-Addo aimed at ensuring all our children attend secondary school, and Dr. Edichu made the dream a reality.
Dr. Edichu assumed the role of education minister in the previous NPP government's second term, overseeing the program when students' population had increased. Under his watch as minister, technical and vocational education and training became an area of interest for the government. In the period, some innovations were implemented to revamp the TVET sector, including the introduction of various career pathways such as pre-engineering courses for non-science students. Already, the NPP presidential candidate for the 2024 general election, Dr. Mahamud Bawumia, who served as vice president under Akufo-Addo administration, is in the race to be re-elected. Other personalities like Kennedy Ejapon and Brian Echampon have declared intentions to contest. For Joy News, Nanaya Ojima, Kumasi.
Well, let's broaden the conversation here on Top Story. I have with me Andy Apiakubi, his spokesperson for Brian Echampon. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. Well, indeed, you're ready. You gave us a 10-day timeline yesterday to officially declare your flag bearership bid, but then it has come earlier. What exactly sets Brian Echampon apart from Dr. Bawumia and Kennedy Ejapon, as well as Edichu?
Thank you very much, and have a very good evening. I'm not seeking to compare my candidate, Dr. Brian Echampon, with any of the contestants, but I speak to amplify his strength in this competition, without more. Dr. Brian Echampon, Honorable Member of Parliament for Bekiti in the Eastern Region, has been a Member of Parliament for 4 terms now. This is the 4th term in Parliament. He has a lot of experience in the politics of Parliament. And indeed, before he even entered into Parliament, he has served the party as the Chief of Staff to our then chairman, Honorable Jake Obisibi Lamptey, of blessed memory. We all know his contribution to party organization during those moments. And indeed, he ever contested the Suhum constituency ticket on about 2 or 3 occasions before his selection as a member of parliament from Abitifi constituency. So it is common knowledge that his experience in politics knows no bounds. Before then, Honorable Dr. Brian Echampon in academia has done so well. He holds a double master's degree, one in IT and now even pursuing a call into the legal fraternity.
He has a rich CV based on what you're telling me, but then experience, you say, is what he has. Is experience really enough to win the heart of delegates, especially because we know that politics is a game of numbers? What exactly is setting him apart? What's the current level of support he has within the MPP?
No, his presence in the MPP is phenomenal. And I told you where he started from the party organization and where he has ended. And indeed, in our present parliament, he was one of the stalwarts in our caucus, because he's a very senior member of the minority caucus. So his experience is enormous. And having worked in the party over the years, he is very well known as a member of the party, very well known across the country. And indeed, he's one of the major financiers of our party, even from the 2000s through until this now, present time. So he is very well known in the party, except that he had not contested for the position of a presidential candidate in the past. But his presence is well acknowledged. And indeed, now that he has even announced his candidature, we will see that his popularity will grow astronomically from now. Even before he made this declaration, the recent polls suggested that he was second in the row, and that having announced his candidature, we expect that we are targeting to be first within the first 2 months. So, yes, he has never contested as a parliamentary presidential candidate, but he is very well known in Ghana, in our party. In fact, he is the one who would be capable of bringing factions within the party together as one family for him to lead and prosecute our agenda for victory in 2028. You'll acknowledge the fact that there is a lot of factionalism in our party right now. He's a man who is not a member of any of the factions. He is a member who stands in the middle and wants to bring everybody home. And he is the one capable of doing that without any difficulties at all. And again, having financed the party over a long period of time, he has supported many of our members of parliament to secure victory. Indeed, I am one of such beneficiaries in the last primaries. And indeed, most of the members of parliament, even now, have benefited from Honorable Champon's kindness. So it stands to reason that he's trying to solicit loyalty from such members he has ever supported. It won't be too difficult for him to do. So don't worry at all. Just give us 1 month and maybe a second month, and let's see the status of Dr. Brian Champon in the presidential race.
You say his message is very well acknowledged, if you allow me to come in at this point. You say his message is very well acknowledged, and that brings me to my next question. What is Brian's core message that would distinguish him from other competitors?
He preaches unity. He preaches unity. All parties come together for us to prosecute the party's agenda of winning power come 2028, number one. He preaches discipline in public space, public office, in the party, and in the country. He is one person who has tried his hand as an entrepreneur and has imbibed in workers a sense of discipline, the sense of working together, the sense of seeking the interests of companies that they belong. And this is the qualification that he carries across to the governance arrangements and also to the people of Ghana, so that in Brian's vision, we will have a Ghana that has imbibed the culture of discipline. Brian comes to us as somebody who supports infrastructure development. If you go to his home constituency, there are so many things he's done for them that most of us as members of parliament could never have done and will never be able to do. But he, as a person, as a member of parliament, has carried the whole constituency on his shoulders and has supported infrastructure development in his constituency. That is not to say that he is only a constituency-based person. In recent times, you have heard him go to Kathmandu to offer huge support to the people of Kathmandu who suffered the fire outbreak and destroying most of their seven places. He's even now, as I speak, constructing drainage systems within Kathmandu.
So he's generous, but is generosity enough to win elections? Let's go into the details of the exploratory committee set up by Brian's team and some of the key findings. Based on what he has told us today, he says that the party believes that a new face is what they need. But then we have individuals from Dr. Baumia camp saying that a second-time candidate is actually what the people need.
Being a second or third candidate is not a criteria for me that will motivate voters to vote for them. We have candidates like in the past, Danlate, who was a candidate in any one of the presidential elections and never won any. We have other candidates who have tried their hands. In recent times, the Reverend Minister Chiabusum, he tried many times. So having tried many times doesn't attract people to vote for you. But what I'm saying is that your attributes as a person, your contribution to society, and indeed your background as a professional, your intellectual competence, and your performance in the area of business, these are attributes that attract voters to consider you as a possible candidate for the position of president. And indeed, your sense of discipline as demonstrated over time. All these are attributes that attract voters to vote for a particular candidate. Having contested many times is not, for me, a useful criteria to consider in selecting a possible president. Yes.
Okay. Is he threatened by his competitors? You're going against a similar Akan candidate like Kennedy Japon. You're going against Dr. Baumia, who has been in the race before. Are you threatened?
Well, I don't think that ethnicity is part of this equation. I don't believe that being from A ethnic group or B ethnic group will give you any advantage at all. I don't believe in that. But what I believe in is that how accessible you are, how connected you are to the delegates for now and in future also to the generality of the Ghanaian population. And I want to believe that if you have demonstrated over time of your goodwill to man and your association with people within Ghana, that will give you a status within the electoral system that will generate the results for you. So,
You keep mentioning that connection is key in this race, and I'm wondering how connected is Brian Echampong? We've seen the role he played in the release of Chairman Wuntumi. Is Chairman Wuntumi on your side?
Well, I wouldn't be able to say yes or no, but people say that one voter deserves another. We all knew what Dr. Brian Champong did during the time of need of Chairman Wuntumi. He bent backwards to lift Chairman Wuntumi out of difficulty. And I want to believe that when the time comes, Chairman Wuntumi will acknowledge the support he enjoyed from Honorable Dr. Brian Champong and pay him in equal terms when he needs his support also. I cannot say that for sure, but I want to believe that human as he is, he will also consider the support that was extended to him. And then in time of need also, he will also pay Dr. Champo back in his own coin.
Will you consider it as betrayal if Wuntumi doesn't support Brian Echampo?
Well, Dr. Brian Echampo did what he did in good faith and not in expectation of any support to him. He saw the situation as needing intervention to release his colleague, politician, and friend, and he came to his aid. I'm not sure that Dr. Ben Champon is suspecting any payback for the goodwill he showed to Chemawuti. I want to believe that that has the potential to affect the feeling of Chemawuti and therefore the direction where the support will go.
Who are the key power blocks already backing him? Give me specific names.
Our game plan is to solicit the blessing of a lot of our party leaders, party elders, which we have gone to President Kufuor already, who has offered his blessing. We are meeting with other leaders of the political party. We'll do so within the country. We'll do so with the chiefs. We'll do so also with the clergy. And we will solicit their support, their prayers, and indeed their direction and guidance. So we are not leaving anybody behind. Whoever needs to be consulted for the purpose of support, direction, advice, and blessing, we will so do.
Who's already on your side?
There are so many of them on our side, but we will leave the mentioning aside. And at the appropriate time, we will see some of them offer advice, support, and solidarity in course of time. But for now, I want to tell you that most of our leaders, most of our elders appreciate our recognition and our networking to them and our invitation for them to offer us good counsel.
Thank you, Anye. He is spokesperson for Brian Echampon. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. Let me bring in Dr. Kwame Asa Asante. He is senior lecturer and a political science lecturer at the Department of UG. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. We're seeing a lot of dynamics playing out, but looking at the candidates put forward, Dr. Baumia, Brian Echampon, Kennedy Ejiapong, and Edutchum, who do you think is best fit to lead the party?
Very difficult question. I'm not sure I'll be able to answer. Because for you to speak with certainty, you need to hit the ground and pick data and then work out the arithmetic to be able to arrive at something. Having said this, I know from where I said that I can also glean some information and make some deductions that will also enliven the conversation. If you look at the people that you've mentioned as contestants, there's no doubt that they are, you know, the tall leaders among the leaders of the party who have what it takes to lead the party. But in such contests, you need certain advantage if you want to really cross the finish line. You should be someone with the knowledge about the problems of this country, particularly the economic problems. And then we still have the magic one to turn things around. Among the people who want to contest, I am sure they are well aware that this is a critical image of what ensuring that you'll be able to work with power. So they are working towards that because people are going to confront them with issues that are, you know, burdening to the country and they want to see how they will navigate their way through that, you know, taking part. I have no doubt in my mind that it's going to be very interesting. The records will come to play. Tactics will be also employed
of course, resources need to be deployed and used effectively. Strategy is going toward separate the chaffs from the real issues, and of course, messages that will resonate with the electorate will become the key in changing the dynamic. Whoever will be able to manipulate all these things at the end of the day will be crowned victorious.
And then we just got details from the key findings that the exploratory committee set up by Brian Champong came up with. And according to them, they found that the NPP grassroots, they are pushing for a fresh face. But then we've heard from the camp of Dr. Baumia make the argument that it's easier to sell a candidate who has already tested the waters. How do you think the party should go about it?
Anybody who has the qualities that I have already alluded to is good to go. Not necessarily a fresh candidate or an old candidate. Remember, before somebody enters into politics, he was just a fresh candidate. And with time, you build capacity and you become attractive and all that. Who knew Dr. Baumia? He entered one day. And so was, President Ejikun Kufuor, Nana Akufo-Addo, and the rest of them. Those historical accounts serve as a pivot, but actually they are not the variables that change the dynamic of the game. So I will want people to put less emphasis on that. You can be an old guy who have contested many times and you are well known. But if you are incompetent, you are incompetent. If you don't have the support of the people, you don't have them. If you have, you don't have your finger on the problems of the country and you don't have solution, I'm afraid it doesn't matter how many times you have contested, it will amount to nothing. What the people want is somebody with the knowledge, with the understanding of the economy and how it works. Not any propaganda type of position that you want to play on that. We want people who are the real men and who understand the real issue confronting the country, and they have what it takes to be able to change our fortunes for us.
We appreciate your time. Dr. Kwame Asante, Senior Lecturer, Political Science Department of the University of Ghana. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. My name is Faustina Safo. Up next is Newsnight.